Hey y'all, what is going on? This is Angel. So this podcast, I just keep you guys updated. I just keep you guys updated, like, what's going on in my life today. And I was just thinking, like, damn, like, a whole year has went by. That's how I know time is, like, time don't wait on nobody. It's definitely flying. Okay, so, like, I've been single for 1 year, and I just want to say I feel damn good. Like, let me just put that out there. I sound tired. I am tired because I'm actually laying in bed, but I'm trying to be consistent. Like, I'm tired. But anyway, I have been single for 1 year, y'all. Like, that is so good. And it's good because it's like, I'm like a relationship type of person. So, it's not really, like, I'll be by myself for, like, a few months. And then, boom, I jump into a relationship. So, this is good. I'm doing good. The last time I was by myself for a long time, by choice, of course, it was before I met my ex-husband. Like, oh, my God. I was by myself for, like, almost close to 6 years. So, I was, like, right there, like, 5 months. But anyway, being single then is completely being single now this time. Like, this world, I don't know. This world is just crazy. I'm not going to say all the people, well, all the men. But, like, people that I've ran across, like, when I first went ahead and I left my relationship, you know, I just really took the time to just really focus on myself. But even then, it was like a guy that was like really, really like adamant about being with me and talking to me and just really wanting us to like be in a relationship. And I'm like, man, you are crazy. Fellas, I need for you to really understand that not every female that leaves their relationship is broken. Like, I wasn't broken when I left my relationship. I already gathered up my thoughts. I knew what I needed to do. So, I wasn't broken, but, like, I needed to heal. When I say heal, it's, like, get back to me. Get back to myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Refocus on myself. Because, you know, like, when you get in relationships, it's, like, you kind of somewhat take a lot of focus off of yourself. And you focus on your partner because you want them to be good. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you're their backbone. So, you know, you're not going to be completely always focused on yourself all the time. Plus, I had kids and, you know, we had a lot going on. So, in my me time, my alone time was, like, going to get my nails done by myself or running out to the store by myself or, you know. And then it was most times where I was able to sit down and do my podcast. But, again, that requires a lot of thinking. I guess it was a little bit of me time, but I'm still, like, working at the same time. That makes sense. Like, my me time, I just want to relax and just, like, think. I don't want to do no talking. I just want to just relax, just clear things off my mind. But so yeah, like, my journey of being single in this world that we live in today has been quite an adventure, that I will say. I've met good people, you know, that either have like their own business, so that really motivated me to just really push my podcast, motivated me to like really get this book off the damn computer and have somebody publish it already. You know, it's a lot of things that I have in store. The stuff that's to come is just me being my own little business person. Of course, I'm not leaving my job because I like my job. I make good money at my job, but I want to be able to have something extra. You know what I'm saying? Who knows what I have that's brewing just might cause me to just leave my job altogether. I don't know. We'll see what God has planned. But, you know, that's just what it is for me, y'all. I always post, like, you know, I'm not trying to be in a relationship. And that's just honestly the truth. I haven't even really met nobody, though, that I would be like, you know, maybe on down the line we can be together. So, that's another reason, too, why I just be like, you know, excuse me. Told you I was tired. You know, just let me just focus on myself because, like, I don't have to jump and be in a relationship right now. yeah, I don't have to jump and be in a relationship. I actually enjoy dating. I enjoy ghosting as well. Like, yes, I said it. I am very blunt. I enjoy, it's not even just about like ghosting, but it is like, I don't know, for me, like if you show me, like now, if you show me something that I don't like, I completely remove myself from the situation. What they say, you ain't got to worry about me, you ain't got to worry about me. Like you don't, it's somebody else out there that'll like it and love it. I just don't. A lot of people that I meet as well too, you know, it's either they want kids, or what is it? Or they don't have kids. And it's so crazy. But it's like, dude, I can't have no more kids. Because that's what I chose. Like, I don't want no more kids. It's time for me to travel and live my life and, like, really build for my kids and just chill. Like, y'all don't understand. I got 4 kids, okay? I pushed them all out. No C-section. Okay, my last baby, I had Epidural, but the Epidural didn't work. I had her natural. I'm done. I don't want any more kids. Now, I love kids. And if I date somebody, they definitely have to have a kid. Like, I need to know how you are with kids. I don't want to date nobody without kids. That's just my preference. Like, I don't. And I'm not knocking the ones that may choose not to have kids. Or maybe they can't have kids. I don't know. But for me, it's just like, you know, I got to see the interaction. I've just been seeing situations and been through little situations where it's just like, nah. So for me, yeah, I got to see how you are with your child. And then that determines, you know. But for me, like, I'm not finna just let somebody meet my kids, like, right off the bat. Like, the most you'll see them is on Instagram. You ain't meeting my kids, like, face to face. I got to make sure that, you know, we going somewhere. If we ain't going nowhere, you ain't meeting, you ain't doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is at the end of the day. Me, my friend was like, you know, what is it that you're looking for in a man? It's just somebody that works. I'm again, y'all, I'm so old school. Like, please don't get caught up in me looking good on the gram. I'm not gonna look that good always, y'all, okay? So I'm about to flaunt whatever fineness I got. But don't confuse that with, you know, the other females just trying to seek attention, all that stuff. I don't do too much on Instagram other than just post pictures, my favorite mirror on my wall, of course. You know, and I love my body. But yeah, so I'm not, don't confuse me with those females. I'm not one of those ones. I'm a good girl. And I'm sticking to it. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I'm a good girl in public, okay? I'm a bad girl when it comes to my man, all right? But, yeah, in a good way. But, yeah, like, I'm chilling, y'all. Like, I'm really, really chilling. I'm vibing. I don't have no drama with nobody. I don't like drama. I don't like to be in drama, in the middle of the drama, on the end of drama. Like, when I see drama, I don't even look that way, okay? That's just what it is at the end of the day. I don't really think it's anything too big that actually happened. But there was a situation that had happened that I would never really speak on. But I don't know. It was a guy that I was talking to. But not like that. Like, we were just cool. And we were talking for a good little minute. And he kind of, like, showed his true colors. Like, real true colors. Or whatever. So that got me to the point to where I just have to, like, really put my glasses on and look at these men, because I need to know what y'all got going. Like, I don't be know, like, I get that we are dealing with something, you know what I mean? But if you got, like, real genuine people around you, you should keep those type of people around you, not the negative people. And some people stay around stuff like that, you know, they keep trying to work on that person and fix that. I'm not fixing shit. I'm not fixing you. I'm still trying to fix myself and get myself together. So it's like, for me, I don't have time for bullshit. Like, I'm gone. And that's just what it is. So I'm just very cautious when it comes to these men, because I just really don't know what people's true intentions are. I am not the type of female that get attached to nobody. And some people, like, you know, you said and done. But people that really know me, they know me. Like, my homeboy then be like, girl, you sure you weren't supposed to be a man? Because, like, just the way you operate and just the way you move, like, I don't know. Like, when I meet somebody and I tell you, like, I don't want a relationship, but we can kick it. Just know that that's just what it is. Like, I'm not about to be blowing up your phone for number one. I'm not going to be stalking you. I'm not going to be doing all that extra stuff. I'm not going to be doing too much. Like, I'm not. I'm going to be doing my own thing. But, you know, you're just the person that I kick it with. But the minute you start catching feelings, it's kind of like I got to kind of back a little bit. And I can like you, too. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I want a relationship. And you should respect that. So, that's just what it is at the end of the day. When it comes to, like, the dating scene with me, like, it's so crazy. Because, like, I want somebody on me, but not on me, but on me, but not on me. Like, maybe in the future sometime, maybe we could build something. But just right now, I'm just so focused on making sure that me and my kids are straight. So focused on getting myself together and being, like, my little own business woman. You know, so a man is, like, the least of my worries. Because let's be clear. Like, I can get a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's here or there. Like, I'm not worried about that. So, but when it comes to my career and getting myself together, like, y'all, I'm getting older. Like, I just turned 33. I need to really start making some moves, really start figuring out what it is I want to do and stuff. And so, I was telling my kids, like, we're going to make a vision board this weekend. As a matter of fact, I'm going to the dollar store to get 3 poster boards. Well, I'm going to get 5 because my little babies, they don't know what's going on. So I'm just going to get, like, a poster board and stuff for them. And I'm going to let them draw and do whatever. But me and my big kids, we're going to do a vision board. Because I've done a vision board before. And everything, I kid you not, everything on that vision board came to life. So this vision board here is going to have a lot of stuff on there. A lot of stuff that I'm trying to accomplish. I don't need no nappy head. No, I'm just playing. I'm not going to have no distractions. And that's just what it is. And if I feel like you are about to become that, I'm going to have to ghost you. And I'm real good at ghosting. Okay? I know y'all probably like, man, this girl mean. I'm not mean, y'all. I'm really not. And this one dude on Instagram called me damaged. I don't like that. Because I'm not damaged, okay? I'm just a woman that wants to just focus on herself, get herself together. Like, y'all should appreciate a woman saying, you know, right now I'm just trying to work on myself. You know what I'm saying? And better myself. Because I want to be able to bring stuff to the table, too. You know, I don't want just my dude to be the breadwinner or whatever. I want to be able to have my own as well, too. But it ain't even just about that. I'm building this for my kids so I can leave stuff behind for them. You know what I'm saying? And make sure they straight, you know, in case I'm no longer in this world. God forbid. So it's like, I'm not an asshole, y'all. I just like what I like, want what I want. And when you're single, you can do that, okay? When you're in this committed relationship, you got to be committing yourself to that other person. And maybe they don't want you doing this. Maybe they don't want you doing that. You're blocking your blessing. I'm not blocking nothing. If I feel like I can't move, because there was at one point where I felt like I was stuck. Like, I wasn't seeing nothing for me. Meaning, like, I was stuck. Nothing was really coming my way. And sometimes we block our own blessings. I am a true believer in that. We block our own blessings because we sit still because we've gotten comfortable. And even though we're not happy, we try to make it like, okay, it'll get better the next day. Well, guess what? The next day passes. That day passes. A month don't pass. A year don't pass. And you still stuck in the same place. And it's like, why aren't I moving? Why am I not getting to where I need to get to? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just, hey, quit that job, leave that marriage, leave that relationship, you know, like, you know, like, go buy a new car, go get a new job, get into a new relationship, whatever it is, you know. That's definitely what it's about. For me, I guess I will say just really getting back in tune with God. Like, I've never lost sight of, you know, God or anything like that. And I know I'm not so spiritual on my podcast, but I am a believer in God. I have so many stories that'll like shock y'all on so many levels. Like, you know, why. And it's so crazy because, like, I always ask people, like, you know, what made you believe in God? Like, and so many people have, like, so many stories, you know, and then I share my story. So it's like, you know, I just say with God, like, without God, I'd be completely lost out here in this world, seriously. So there's times where I sit and I talk to him, times that I talk to myself, and it's like, you know what? You need to get on your shit. Get off your ass and get on your shit. Quit playing around. And that's what y'all need to do as well, too. Like, you know, get off your ass, stop playing around. If it's something that you want to do, damn it, do it. Like, y'all see these years is flying by. You know, there's more people and more people and more people out there that are starting their business and it's taking off. My cousin, she was a big motivation because I talked with her and she just started off small and she has, her business has skyrocketed. My brother the same way. My ex-husband the same way. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you really just got to put faith in what you want to do and just go for it. Just start small. And then, you know, you work your way up. And God will handle the rest. So that's just what it is. But yeah, I can't wait until I start doing what I need to do. I guess for me, I was also trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my living situation. Didn't know if I wanted to stay here another year or move. But I've decided to stay where I'm at for another year. And just, you know, go from there. Life is great. I can't really complain too much. There are things that need to be worked on. And I'm definitely going to be working on that. But I have people around me that love me. And, you know, they keep me grounded. Especially my children. Like, I love being in their presence. Like, my kids are like a whole vibe. You know what I'm saying? They really are. A whole vibe. So, yeah, y'all. That's just honestly what's been going on. Like, it's nothing big. No, I don't have a boyfriend. No, I don't have a situationship. I don't have any of that. These people be boring me. Like, these dudes don't be talking. These dudes don't be talking about nothing. Literally nothing. Like, I don't even have to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I just look at it and it just either message come through or they call. They get the hint though. Because you ain't heard from me in a few weeks. You already know what's going on. You know? And I may send a text message like, hey, you know, I hope you're doing good. I know they probably look at that message and be like, man. This girl. But yeah, I'm real cool laid back though. I would say for the most part. But I guess what also be pissing me off too is like these dudes that be hitting me up that got women, they got wives, they got girlfriends, like they got whole situations and stuff going on. Like the audacity of y'all to hit me up on bullshit. Y'all gotta get y'allself together. Y'all need to know who y'all can and who y'all can't approach. Because just because all these other women go for that don't mean every woman go for that. I don't share nothing, so it's just what it is. I'm not that girl. Okay. But I will wrap this up and say that whatever it is that you guys want to do, please go for it. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Don't be skeptical. Don't be in your head. And I'm saying all this, but I'm actually talking to myself. I mean, I'm not no longer, but I was in that place. You know what I'm saying? For the people that were in a relationship or a marriage and you're back out here in this world and you feel lonely, you have kids. Do things with your kids. Do things that, like me, I love to read, so I would read, but I also have my podcast and stuff too, so my podcast is what helped me, my kids as well too, and I'm saying like of the boredom, because it gets boring sometimes just being single. Sometimes you're like, damn, I want to go on a date. My bad, y'all, that was so rude, but I was thirsty, okay? But yeah, like, you do get bored. Like, I'm not gonna lie, you do get bored. Like, it is so boring being single sometimes. But I love my peace. And, you know, you just give yourself enough time to just, like, really focus on you and focus on your future, stuff that you really want to do. I also like the fact of, like I said, there's no commitment. You know what I'm saying? You're not obligated to call that person. You're not obligated to let that person know X, Y. You ain't got to tell nobody nothing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to answer to nothing but yourself and your kids. For the ones that don't have kids, take a trip. I mean, even if you got kids, take a trip. You know, surround yourself around loved ones. Just keep your mind occupied. Now is the time to really figure out what it is you want to do with yourself. Like, don't keep thinking about what could have been, what should have been. You know what I'm saying? Because I was doing that. You know, but don't think about that stuff because guess what? It's behind you. There's nothing you can do. You tried to fix it. It didn't work. Move on, okay? Too many people out here. And even though this world just seems like it's a whole lot of shit and piss in the pool, like, I'm a good one, you a good one. And so just trust and believe there are people out there that's good right along with you as well, okay? Don't let social media discourage you from a relationship. Don't let your homeboys, because they out there sleeping with married women and girls that's in relationships and doing all this, doing all that. Like, don't let that discourage you. Of course, there are going to be some people out there that just don't care. You know, but there are people out there that do care. I don't be wanting to explain the type of female I am because, like, most of y'all wouldn't believe it anyway. Like, I was talking to a friend last night and he was like, man, they made women like you. And I'm like, made women like me? Like, nah, baby, damn. You can't make this up, okay? It just gotta come naturally. Like, I really am. I'm a good catch, y'all. Like, I'm a good catch. Like, back in the day, nah, I wasn't about nothing. And when I say about nothing, it's like, you know, I wouldn't take nobody serious. Like, I was young. What? So I was definitely not taking nobody serious. But, like, being older and going through situations and having kids, they look up to you. And at the same time, you know, you just want to be loved and loved on. You know, you find somebody that, you know, feel like that's the match, that's the person for you. Guess what? You gonna be good to them. That's just how I look at it. I know. Could just be me. I'm sure there's a lot of other women that's out there like that as well, too. Because we're going to talk about this submissive thing, too. We definitely going to talk about this whole submissive thing. Because, like, ladies, sometimes y'all just got to let y'all guard down. But, again, it depends on the person, though, because that man got to bring it out of you. You're not going to get with every man and want to be submissive. And just because you've been submissive does not mean a man is telling you what to do, what to put on, what to wear, what to eat. He ain't doing all that, okay? So that's just what that is. But, yeah, that's it for the rest of this podcast. And I hope you guys enjoy your day, your night, your weekend, this whole month.